Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29. That's the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29. And it reads as follows. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. The Amplified Bible says the following. Do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others according to the needs and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. Our message today, saints, our topic is watch your mouth. Amen. Amen. When I was a kid, I had a bad habit of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. I also used profanity, had anger issues, and talked about other people and talked down about other people. My mother would always tell me to watch my mouth. She recognized that my words were not helping anyone, and she corrected me for saying these words. Paul is credited for writing the book of Ephesians. Paul knew firsthand what words can do to people. After all, Paul used to persecute Christians with his words and his actions. Those words did not edify anybody but Paul. Let us dive into the scripture. The first part of the scripture tells us that we should not let foul, unwholesome, profane, worthless, and vulgar talk come out of our mouths. It does not edify the people that we are speaking with. Here are some examples. Number one, telling someone that they can't succeed. We tell them that their idea plan isn't worth their time. Who are we to tell someone what they can or cannot do, or what can or cannot work? How do we know that it is God's plan for them? Our words did not edify them and may have discouraged them from their destiny. Think about it. Number two, parents who tell their kids that they will never amount to anything. Does that sound familiar? Did that happen to you in your lives? I was told as a child that I was troubled and was good for nothing. I was cursed out daily in words that I cannot repeat. And any self-esteem that I had was gone. But by the grace of God, hallelujah, He lifted me up and gave me encouragement when I needed it. He allowed me to take personal and business risk in my life and blessed me with success. He took this abused kid and made him a servant of God. Amen? Amen. Point three. Parents, are we encouraging our children? When a small child of ours draws a picture and shows it to us, do we encourage them or do we tell them that the picture looks terrible? What about attending the events? You know, kids are always in something, whether it's sports events or the glee club or some kind of play. Do you go? Do you attend? Well, when you show up for your kids, they always smile because you are encouraging them just by being there. You're saying without saying anything, you're saying, you know what, son or daughter, I'm here because I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you. Amen? Amen. That's what we should say. Point four. What about when someone is depressed or going through a hard time? Do we listen to them even though they usually say the same thing over and over again? Do you tell them that everything will be all right? Do you pray for them? Your words and listening without judgment could make a difference in their lives. and help them through their situation. We all know that prayer will help. Do you pray with them? Here's another point. What if you are a leader? Do you encourage your workers or group? When they make a mistake, and let's face it, we all make mistakes, do we come down hard on them? Do we want to fire them or get them out of the group because of their mistakes? Do we take the time to train them so that their mistakes are less? Do we tell them that we believe in them and will help them through these mistakes? Think about it. What words are we using when we talk to someone? Are we using profanity to get our point across? Do we curse people? Let me talk about that for a second. I have friends, their first language is cursing. Their second language is English. Every other word is a curse word. They think that that's helping them for some reason to get their point across. But does it really? Why do we have the need to curse in the first place? Surely there are other words that we can use instead. Does cursing edify anybody? Does cursing encourage anyone? Food for thought, guys. But I think personally, cursing doesn't help edify anybody. Now, let's talk about us for a second, if we may, okay? You have an idea or goal that you're sharing with a friend or whatever, and they tell you that it will not work. Does that edify or encourage you? How do you feel after they tell you that your brilliant idea or your goal is not going to work, or it's worthless, or it's a waste of time? Does that make you feel good? Does that discourage you from continuing in that particular ideal goal? It is food for thought, to say the least. Here's another thing. What if you are that employee in training and your boss tells you that you are probably not the right person for the job? Or you're in a group and they tell you, you know, you may want to join another group instead. How does this help you at all? How do you feel when this happens? Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy, as they say? Does that make you want to stay in the group? Does that make you feel good at all? Or does it discourage you? It doesn't help you at all. In other words, here's a biggie. You're going through some hard times, and let's face it, if you live long enough, you will go through something. Amen. Amen. You tell someone about what you're going through, and they tell you that we are all going through something. Now, how does that help you in any way, shape, or form, right? Yeah, I know we're all going through something, but right now, I'm going through something. I need some help. I'm crying out to you. I'm saying, look, my friend, I'm going through this. What can you do to help me? What words can you do that will help me? But yet, a lot of times, they tell us that, you know what, you're not the only one going through it. You'll get through it, without truly giving you any words of encouragement. That is not what this scripture is about. That's not what we should be about. Here's another one. You are depressed and you tell someone. The person tells you that you need to get over it. Get over it? I wouldn't be talking to you if I was getting over it. I need some help. How does that help me? Think about it. I'm depressed and I want to feel better. I go to you for your help and you tell me to just get over it. That is not edifying me whatsoever. That is not encouraging me whatsoever. I needed you to tell me that it's going to be all right. Do you need anything? That's all I needed you to say. But you said something else instead. That did not help me at all. In fact, it probably made me more depressed than I was when I told you. I'm just saying. What if you just need to talk to somebody and the person that you are talking to says that they are too busy right now to listen? How does that help you? Does that edify you in any way? To be brushed off, basically? To be told that you know, I don't know what you have to talk about, but it's not as important as what I need to do right now or whatever. How does this edify you? How do these words encourage you? How do these words help you when somebody tells you, well, you know, I would listen, but not right now, or I'm too busy? Or you call them and say, you know what, you got a minute, I'm going to talk about something. And they say, well, you know, I'm kind of busy. Why don't you call back later? And you call back later and you can't get them on the phone. Or you go to visit them and they're not home. Can anybody relate to this at all? It happens, saints. It happens. Any words that we use that do not edify someone are worthless. They have no value at all and are not beneficial to anybody. Think about it. Amen. Amen. So we should not be doing that, okay? It doesn't feel good to have it happen to us, and it doesn't feel good to have it us doing it to someone else. The last part of this scripture states the following: but only what is helpful for building others up according to their need, that it may be beneficial to those who listen. The Amplified version of the Bible states that our words will be a blessing to those who hear it. That is the gist of this entire scripture. It is the will of God that we encourage each other and love one another, just as God encourages us and loves us. We are His children, and our Father wants us to be like us. And here's another point, saints. When we go out of our house and meet other people, we are representing God. Amen. Our words and our actions should reflect God. No one else but God. We should be an encouragement just by being there. We may be the only light that this person sees in their life. We need to set the proper example for them. Not just with our words, but also with our actions. If they say hello, or if they don't say hello to them. You will be surprised how much the word hello or somebody telling you hello makes you feel good. It edifies you, saints. Yes, just a simple five-letter word, hello. But when you receive that, it makes you feel good. It makes you want to say, well, hello. Amen. Amen. And what about when you receive a hello? Doesn't that make you feel good? That person that you're saying hello to, you've made their day. Amen? Amen. We get caught up in our world, and there's so much going on, and that's not an excuse for us being careful with what we say with our mouths. Correct? Amen. So, saints, in closing, what the Lord is asking from us in terms of how we speak, it can be done through God. We can do it if we just watch our mouths. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for this word. Help us, O Lord. We repent for all the times we said things that did not edify or encourage someone else, Lord. Please forgive us. Please help us, Lord. Through you, we don't have to be that way, Lord. We want to be a light, a beacon of hope to those we come in contact with. Help us, Father, to be that light. Help us, Father, to understand that our words can be very discouraging or very unhelpful to those we come in contact with. And please help the others do the same to us, for we don't want to be discouraged or not edified as well. Help us, Lord, to accomplish this, Lord. We thank you for this word, Lord. It is a reminder of what we should be doing. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth throughout the land. May you be glorified, Lord, in this. And if we can just change our words just a little bit and watch our mouths, then this whole word would have been beneficial and edifying and encouraging to us. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you. Please, I pray this word goes throughout the land. May you be glorified. Please bless those who hear it. I pray, Lord, that they'll hear what you're saying, Lord. Give my ear to hear and a heart to receive your word. Father, be glorified. To you be all glory and honor. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.